The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Hello, this is Jacob here with another episode of the Let's Get to Business podcast. And today I'm going to be talking about something I believe is very important, and that is vision and goals. And they kind of interlink, and that's kind of why I want to talk about them both together. Where I was reading a little bit about a Harvard study, and it says that 83% of the population do not have any goals. They don't have any plan, whatever. 14% if they have a plan in mind, but the goals are unwritten. And 3% have goals written down. The study found that the 14% who have goals are 10 times more successful than those without any goals. The 3% with written goals are 3 times more successful than the 14% with unwritten goals. Writing your goals sets you up to be exponentially more successful. It's really, really important. I want to talk a little bit about goals and what the Bible has to say about it. That was actually something in my own experience is having a clearly defined written down goal is extremely important. And a couple tips on goal setting. There's actually a book written called The One Thing. And I think that it has a really good message. It talks about making sure that whatever you do, have a very clear, defined goal in mind. Don't have goals, plural. Have a specific goal for one specific area, or two at the most. Like, if you have a specific goal that your company has to achieve, then it is best to have just one clearly defined goal about what you want to achieve, and then you just set up a plan on how to get there. So anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about goals and, you know, what the Bible has to say about it. Where did the whole goal thing start? I mean, is it from a biblical standpoint? Well, what does the Bible have to say about it? The Bible actually has a lot of really good advice on goals. Obviously, I mean, there's a couple things that the Bible talks about. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about goals, and we'll take a little bit about having a plan and planning for the future and some things like that, what the Bible has to say about it. So we're going to start off with probably the most frequently quoted verse, which is from Proverbs 29, verse 18, where it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now, number one, we have to have a clearly defined vision of where we want to go. But it also continues, it says, "But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Now, what is that law? So I believe that the law is when you plan for something, we're basically saying that we're going to follow the laws that God has set up in order. When we follow those laws and to achieve our goals, we're definitely going to be happy. All right, so there's really two sides to every goal. There's the side that what you want and then what you're willing to sacrifice to get to it. So many people say, you know what, they want to be a millionaire, or they want to be, you know, super successful in this area, or it depends. I mean, they want to donate $50,000 a year to a mission. First, have to be willing to sacrifice something to get to a specific goal in mind. It depends on, you know, where you're at, what your company is, and, you know, kind of where you're at. But there's a cost to everything that we do. Everything affects everything. So we got to make sure that we're willing to pay the cost before we start. So we're going to first start with Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." If we don't clearly define what we want to achieve, we don't clearly make it plain, then how are we going to know the direction that we're going to take? And one of the reasons why goals are so important is because there's always going to come a time in our life we're going to come to a fork in the road. And if we don't have a clearly defined goal, we're going to make a choice that doesn't necessarily take us in the direction that we want, because we didn't clearly define the purpose and the goal that we want to achieve. And so a decision may not be necessarily right or wrong, but in that moment, we need to know what our goal is, because then we can make a decision that's going to slightly alter the course and the trajectory of how we get there. And then Proverbs 21, verse 5, it says, "The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want." So we should not focus on the want, but we should focus on the diligence. We should focus on the system. We should focus on being disciplined. We should focus on the habits that we need to create. We need to focus on the things that create the plenteousness or the success, and not on the want that we have. And honestly, you know, I could talk, there could be a whole episode just on that. So 2 Chronicles 15, verse 7, it says, "Be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." When it comes to goals, not only do we have to have a system, not only have a plan, we need to have a clear time, like, okay, we're actually going to go out and put action to it. We can have all the goals and all the fancy written down stuff that we want, but if we never take action on it, we're never going to get anywhere. I mean, that's really self-evident, but that's something the Bible talks about. And one more thing, Luke 14, verse 28 to 29, it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest happily after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him." That's actually something that I honestly, I've actually messed up on that, to be honest with you. You know, I've had goals before, but I didn't sit down and say, okay, what's this going to cost me in time and resources? And what am I going to have to commit to it? What kind of actions am I going to have to take? Like, I mean, it is so simple. You know, if you want to achieve something, we can literally achieve anything that we want. Almost anything we want, I should say. But there is one absolute prerequisite. We absolutely must sit down and we got to say, okay, what's this going to take? If we want to achieve anything significant, we must have a goal. We must have a system. We must be willing to put a plan in place. Like, we must be willing to put some action in. And it may be a very simple action. It may be a very complicated action. And one of my goals, you know, is every day I'm working on becoming 1% better in sales. I mean, that is the current goal that I have. That is honestly, for me, I've learned that goals are easier for myself. If I don't focus on the end point, I focus on the action. My goal becomes to take the daily action. It does not become for the end goal. So if you take the goal that you want to achieve and you say, what actions is that if I do them, I will achieve that goal. So for myself, that's where I kind of focus on. And I know that I've got so much to learn yet and I've got so much to grow yet, but that's where I'm started. And I'm very excited that we really do have a potential to really achieve something. If we can truly believe that we can achieve something, it's just incredible what's possible. So with that, I hope you guys have an incredible, incredible day. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. And remember, I really, truly believe that if we're faithful in that which is small, we're also going to be blessed with that which is greater. So with that, I hope you guys are having an incredible day. Thanks for listening. Take care.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.